Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, snap. Today, we're going to talk about a photography site that turns into a passive income hustle. Now, right off the bat, let me just address something. Sometimes people say, hey, why don't you talk about stories that don't work or a story that has some pretty major challenges to it? Well, my response is I actually do that all the time. Like story after story, there are all kinds of challenges and sometimes things don't work. And then the person usually turns it around and does something different. I believe that adaptability and being willing to make a change is a predictor of success, much more than just persistence. So with that in mind, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo, and that story today, that photography site story, is all about a traffic engineer who begins shooting wedding photography himself. His goal is to make some cash on the side, but then it is his niche tutorial website that earns the real money. And real money is, in fact, what he earns for a while, at least, until it crashes and burns. So I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to remind you, don't build your business on someone else's platform unless you can accept the risks. So two important lessons there. And I'll also talk about why it's okay sometimes to not be strategic. All of that is illustrated well throughout the story. I think you'll like this one. So do stay tuned. Let me say thank you to today's sponsor and on with the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Oakley is a man who loves his day job. He's a traffic engineer, which means he helps to set speed limits, build strategic crosswalks, and make intersections safer. But while he loves the steady income, a few years ago, he wanted a bit more. $1,000 more, to be precise. He had a goal. He also had a hobby, one that is constantly evolving with all sorts of new technology coming out every year. That hobby is photography, and a new camera lens had come out that Ryan was captivated by. The only thing was, there wasn't an extra $1,000 in the family budget to splurge on his hobby. So, naturally, he found a way to make that extra $1,000. First, he started advertising himself to his friends and family as a part-time wedding photographer. It turned out he was pretty good at it, and he shot just over a dozen weddings over a couple of years. Enough to pay for that lens many times over, which he eventually got. But that's not our story, because something else happened along the way that Ryan didn't expect. And that something turned out to be a lot more profitable. Ryan had received some requests from other photographers about how he made his website, so he made a video tutorial for the program he used, SmugMug, and published it on a blog for anyone else to learn from. When he wrote that blog, he attached some affiliate links for people interested in buying the product. He didn't anticipate much to happen there, but if people visited and clicked through and then made a purchase, he'd earn a commission. Well, something happened. In fact, a lot of things happened. Ryan still remembers the rich satisfaction he felt when a complete stranger left a comment on the blog saying how grateful they were for his tutorial. He can also remember the satisfaction of that first affiliate sale. Within a few months, Ryan's video tutorial was ranking number one on both Google and YouTube for a few popular search terms. His monthly affiliate earnings jumped to $500 a month, then $1,000 a month, and they just kept growing. Ryan quickly learned all he could about affiliate marketing. Clearly, it was something he should focus on. A couple more years and dozens of popular tutorials on photography business tools later, Ryan was making upwards of $10,000 a month on the side through this affiliate income, and nearly all of it was profit. Sounds amazing, right? Well, it was amazing, at least until disaster struck. One day, Ryan received an email from SmugMug, the software program he was promoting as an affiliate. By that time, he had a relationship with some of the folks at the business, so he anticipated a friendly hello. But what he discovered in the email wasn't friendly, and it wasn't good news at all. SmugMug was altering its affiliate agreement significantly. Instead of allowing affiliates to take commissions from people already signed up for their free trial, the company would only pay out for 100% new leads. This was a huge hit to Ryan's income. Many of his readers were coming for help after they had signed up for the free trial, and they realized they needed some help to get things going. That made perfect sense to Ryan, but SmugMug didn't see it the same way. Just like that, Ryan's side project went from earning at least several thousand dollars a month to earning more like several hundred. He was furious, but he also knew he had no control over the situation. He realized he would have to reframe that situation and see his affiliate income as a bonus, rather than something he was entitled to. It took some time, but that realization helped him move forward without a lot of bitterness. He looked back at all the money he made and he said, well, you know, I'd like to keep it going, of course, but that was still pretty good. His blog and his website are still up. Ryan is still creating video tutorials once in a while for tools and software that photographers use in their business. Most of his content still ranks high on Google and YouTube. He admits he's not done a great job with scaling the hustle since losing those big bonus paychecks. It's always been an on-the-side thing for him whenever he had time, and he imagines it'll stay that way. He still appreciates the positive feedback he gets from viewers, and he says that the best part of the whole thing is, well, it's gravy money. That's what he calls this affiliate income. Outside of his paycheck from the day job, and with very little hands-on work, Ryan is building an emergency fund for his family and helping his ex-wife pay for nursing school. It's not $10,000 a month anymore, but it's still making a real difference. Okay, there are a lot of things to take away from this story, and they're all kind of related. They're kind of lessons in gratitude, lessons in side hustling, lessons in not counting on anything. Just to kind of start with an overall framing point, you know, just because something works for a while doesn't mean it's going to work forever. And that can be okay, you know? So as I was working on this story, I was reminded of a similar one we did, episode 472. We called that the Netflix of restaurant side hustle earns $50,000 a year. And that was a story of a guy who built his business on Google search rankings. And then one day Google changed its algorithm and he lost more than half of his business. Like the value of his business was cut in half essentially because Google stopped sending so many people to his website. And just like today's story, he ended up okay too. He had to retool his model. He had to get to work and do some things differently. But it certainly was a bad day to wake up and realize, oh, like you've just lost half the value of this thing that you've been building. So there are two different perspectives here, and they're both accurate. It just kind of depends on what you want to do. You know, first lesson or first perspective is if you build your business on someone else's platform, be prepared to be disappointed when it's all taken away from you. Like this guy in today's story, Ryan, you know, he was making up to $10,000 a month, and all of a sudden it went to several hundred dollars a month. Bam, you know, just like that. And I've heard this same kind of story over and over with different platforms, with people who build their business on Facebook or Instagram or even a direct selling site like eBay or some kind of affiliate story like we had today. If there are some key elements of your business that you don't have control over and somebody else can take them away, well, it does happen that they actually do come and take it away. That's what these companies can do. So if you want to insulate yourself from this risk, then you need a different business model. Or in this case, maybe he could have had some different affiliate partners. I don't know if that would have been possible given the niche that he was working in and the reason why people were visiting his site, et cetera, but that might have been a way to kind of mitigate that risk. The second lesson or the second perspective is just to say, you know what, it's okay that this happened because he made all that money in the first place. Like that was great. No, it didn't continue forever, but still, you know, nice work while you can get it. And I often use this phrase, like if you see money lying under a rock, you should pick it up. You don't have to ask yourself 1,000 questions about it. Like if you see an opportunity to make some money using your skills, you know, you've got the time, you're able to make it work. Does it matter if it's not sustainable? Does it matter if it's not scalable? I would say for a lot of people in a lot of situations, it doesn't matter at all. So the reframing that he did at the end was really key because instead of being bitter and saying like, oh, why is this company taking away this opportunity for me to make money? He said, you know what? Like, I wish it was still going, of course, but you know, here we are and let's look back and I've been able to save this money and I'm still making some money, just not as much. Maybe I can find a different way to make money next. That is my overall perspective. But of course, I also empathize and appreciate the pain point of seeing something taken away, you know, all of a sudden, just like that. Maybe that's why you need a side hustle for your side hustle. You know, that gives me an idea. Maybe I should start side hustle school, which might get a little meta. So perhaps that's not one of my greatest ideas. Perhaps I should stop here and sign off. Thank you so much for listening today. Thanks for being part of this community. Don't forget, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. And today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/544. That is for episode 544. Much more is on the way. I hope you will continue to join me. Do subscribe. Do tell your friends. I'll be here for you every day with a different story. My name is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.